A little philosophical interlude here from Lagu Bhagavatamrita by Srila Rupa Goswami. His elder brother wrote the Brihad, which means heavy or big, large, Bhagavatamrita, which is the essential teachings of the Bhagavatam, Brihad Bhagavatamrita. And Rupa Goswami, he wrote Lagu Bhagavatamrita, which means light, is not so heavy, which is a summary of the basic philosophical points. Brihad Bhagavatamrita is a story, quite a detailed story. Rupa Goswami, in one sense, he summarized Bhagavatam, but he also summarized the Brihad Bhagavatamrita by just giving the philosophy. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur did a similar practice. He wrote a book called Jiva Dharma, which is all kinds of tattva, jiva tattva, nam tattva, rasa tattva, prema tattva, radha tattva, krishna tattva. But he told in a beautiful story form, the story of Bhadranava and Vijay Kumar, and they were meeting Raghunath Das Babaji and Prem Das Babaji and Madhavi Kunj and all these beautiful places. And when I read that, I thought, oh, that sounds so romantic and so beautiful and sweet and transcendental and attractive. And thinking of that, when we hold our Karti classes here in Anangarangada Kunj, of course, we're not praying Das Babaji. nor are you Vijay Kumar. but the ambience in the setting is something like that, something like a kunj. At least we feel that way. So then, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wrote a book called Chaitanya Shikshamrita. Chaitanya Shikshamrita is basically the same philosophical points of Jiva Dharma, but without the story, just the guts, as you say, just the actual philosophy. So Lagu Bhagavatamrita is like Chaitanya Shikshamrita. It is the essential points without the storyline of the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. So here he's describing about, so he talks about a group of forms, he talks about different forms of the Lord. So please, I don't want anyone to fall asleep. Although philosophy tends to be like a lullaby for adults. Children's babies, they have lullabies. The lullabies for adults is philosophy. Philosophy is lullabies for adults. Speak philosophy, everyone falls asleep. But it's a very interesting discussion of Bhagavad Tattva, and it's related to the Sringadeva. This is chapter 5 of Lagu Bhagavatamrita, text 16. Ata para vashta. This is from Padma Puran. The Sringa Rama Krishneshu Sadgunyam Paripuritam Paravashtas Tute Tasya Deepat Utpana Deepavat. Sri Rupa Goswami Pada ki, yeah. Sri Rupa Manjari ki. Yeah. So Rupa Goswami Pada is describing here something very, very important about Ram, Nisringa, and Krishna. He's putting them all together. First Nisringa, then Ram and Krishneshu. Sadgunyam paripuritam. Nisringa, Ram, and Krishneshu. Sadgunyam paripuritam. They have all three of these. There's so many incarnations of the Lord: Amsha, Kala, 24 forms of Vishnu, Das Avatar, Manvana Avatars, Guna Avatars, Purusha Avatars. Many, many forms of the Lord. It's described to such an extent that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He appears in every species of life. And there's 8,400,000 species of life. The Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, they only describe a very small handful of the forms of the Lord, the forms of the Lord that appear in all the 8,400,000 species, which means that there's 8,400,000 different forms of the Lord. Ananta Rupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navayavaram Sha. Ananta Rupam. Brahma says in Brahma Samhita that Krishna is Ananta Rupam. He has unlimited forms. For example, we read the Srimad Bhagavatam, and there are only 90 chapters in the Srimad Bhagavatam Dasama Skanda. But in higher planets, and there's only 12 cantos in the Bhagavatam we read, but in higher planets they say there are hundreds of cantos, extremely extensive. But we're a little stupid over here, and we can't handle too much. Manda Sumanda Matayo. So Vyasadeva has only given us a baby Bhagavatam, Lagu Bhagavatam, a little Bhagavatam for little brains and little men in Kali Yuga. Because this Bhagavatam appeared, Krishne Swadhamo Pagate Dharmaganadavisaha Kalodrishon Nishamasha. He said when the age of Kali, when people had lost their vision, then this Bhagavatam has appeared. Krishne Swadhamo Pagate Upagate. Upagate means when Krishna went up. Upagata. Krishne Swadhamo Pagate Upagate. Upagate Krishna. And Krishna Swadham. Krishna went to his own dham. Haridham. Not Haridham, Krishnadham, Golokdham. He went all the way from this Leela. No more Prakat Leela, now Aprakat Leela. So the sages at Naimisharanya, they were asking, Shonakarishi was asking Sutta Goswami, now Krishna's gone and he's the embodiment of religion. He's a Dharmapati. He's a father and protector of religion. Where is he gone? Where is religion gone? Krishne Swadhamo Pagate Dharma Jnana Adi Savi. He said, Dharma and Gyan, everything has gone with him. All religiousness, all knowledge and Vigyan has gone with him. And then he says, Kalodrisham. He says, Puran Arko Dunodita. Puran Arko Dunodita. Dun Udita. Udita. He says, Puran Arko. That this Puran, that Krishna has left, but he's appeared in this Puran, the Bhagavat Puran. Purna Arko. Arko means the sun planet. They translate this verse. This Bhagavatam is as brilliant as the sun. It has appeared in the age of Kali, in this age of darkness, when men have lost their vision. After Krishna has left this planet, accompanied by religion and knowledge, etc., and religiosity, and gone to his own abode, it has arisen. Krishna has set from our vision. The sun sets, the sun rises. So the Krishna sun is set. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Andhakar. The Krishna sun is set in the horizon of Kali Yuga. He appeared in Dwapara and he left in Kali. At the beginning of Kali, he left just before. So now he's gone. Now Kali is such a vast age, 4,32,000 years, 432,000 years, and no Dharma, no Krishna, no Bhagavad Gita, nothing. No, he's there in Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is Krishna Sarup. Bhagavat Sarup is Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarvavedanta Sar. The Srimad Bhagavat Purana, Sarvavedanta Sar is the cream, is the essence of Vedanta. Sarvavedanta Saram He. So here, Rupa Goswami, he's explaining that these are very important forms of the Lord. The six qualities, Shadguna, are fully manifest. Shadgunyam Paripuratam. In Nisringa, Ram, and Krishna. Thus, they are considered para vashta. The relation between the other two, Nisringa and Ram, and Krishna, is like lamps lit from the lamp of full six powers manifest in Krishna. So, Krishna is a brilliant lamp, ghee lamp. Like we said, Puranarka Dunoditaha. Udita, brilliant. Udita, like very brilliant ghee lamp. Bhot Tej. Arka, like the sun. Arka is the sun. So this is a very interesting point, that Krishna and Ram and Nisringa, they're all Vishnu Tattva, they're all Bhagavat Tattva, and Krishna we know is Swayam Bhagavan, Bhagavatam is telling us. But all the other Das avatars and different avatars I mentioned, Guna, Purusha, etc., all those other avatars, they are not Paravasta avatar. This is very important to keep in mind. Because someone might say, Nisringa is one of the Das avatars, Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa. We have this list of Das avatar, and Nisringadeva appears there, Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa. There's Korma, there's Meena, and there's Buddha. Rama is also there, and Krishna's there, Balaram Krishna's there, Rama's there. But all those Das avatar, only three of these are the Das avatar, and none other avatars, only these three, Rupa Goswami, is clubbing them together, grouping them together as Paravashta. And then he's qualifying. How are they Paravashta? Sadgunasyam Shadgunyam paripuritam. That the six gunas, Sadaishraya Purna, Aishvaryasya, Samagrasya, Viryasya, Yashashriya, that Krishna is famous, all famous. He is all famous. That means that these six gunas, these are the six gunas of Bhagavan, that Nisringa and Ram have them all paripuritam. They all have them completely. Ram is the full expression of Godhead, and so is Nisringa, and so is Krishna. So what's the difference? So then he says, the difference is, he says, Paravashtas tute tasya dipad utpana dipavat. He says that Nisringa, he is like a brilliant ghee lamp, and Ram is like a brilliant ghee lamp, and Krishna is like a brilliant ghee lamp, but Krishna is the first ghee lamp. And he is the source of the ghee. He is the source of the light. He lights up Ram. He lights up Nisringa. When all three are burning, they can... In other words, Nisringa is all famous. He's all beautiful. He's all powerful. He's all strong. He's all wealthy. He's all renounced like Krishna. But, and so is Ram, but Krishna, they all three have all six qualities. It's Aishvaryasya Samagrasya. But, and they're all three like brilliant ghee lamps, but Krishna's the original lamp, lighting the other two. And you can say, oh, well, he's lighting all the Vishnu forms come from him, all the Das avatars come from him, but they are not included here. They're not called Paravashta. Paravashta. Only Nisringa. Nisringa, Ram and Krishna. So we should keep in our mind, understand these are very powerful. However, he does make the distinguishing that Krishna, there's three lamps, but Krishna lit the other two. Don't you guys forget it. I lit you up. Now you're burning very brightly, but I don't forget, I lit you. And moreover, the Nisringa and Ram do not manifest the fullest expression of these six qualities of Godhead. This is the key point. Paripuritam, paripuritam, sadgunasya paripuritam. Nisringa and Ram and Krishna all have these qualities, beauty, fame, knowledge, renunciation, wealth, etc., beauty. But Krishna manifests the fullest measure of renunciation. Ram went crazy. He couldn't leave one girl alone. He lost his Sita and he started a whole war to get her back. And Krishna was 16,108 gopis in the Rasa dance. And in the Maharas dance in Shard Purnima, Ashwin Purnima, Shard Ras, there were 3 billion gopis. Sadhana Siddha gopis, Shruti Chari gopis, Nitya Siddha gopis, Sarup Shakti gopis from Radharani, Radharani Kayavio gopis. 3 billion gopis assembled there in the Maharas dance in the Prakat Lila Mboma Vrindavan. And Krishna said, Chalega, bye. Bye bye. Tata. And he left. This is Vairagya. And he didn't go to war over it. Didn't start a war and get a bunch of monkeys around. But Ramachandra, he lost one wife and he went crazy. And they say, you know, he was extremely henpecked. So this is, you know, she's, so get this little golden deer. Oh yes, I get the golden deer. You know, Krishna say, get lost, get him yourself. Oh, Krishna, get this golden deer. Why? You get him yourself. What is this? You're my golden deer. Commentary. It has been explained that it is contradictory to say that Krishna is an amsa of Narayan or Vaman, since he is Paravashta. 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 This means that Krishna has all the six qualities of the Lord in full. Paripuritam. Among the three, successively, Nisringa, then Ram, and finally Krishna manifests more powers. The example is given to conceive of the relationship and powers. This is a very significant point. And he lists that in the verse, in descending order, or ascending order. The verse is, Nisringa Rama Krishneshu Shadgunyam Paripuritam. Nisringa is Shadgunyam Paripuritam, and more Paripuritam. It's like we say, Dwarka is Purnam. Perfect. Mathura Leela is Purna Tara. More perfect. Right? And Vrindavan Leela is Purnatam. Most perfect. So how do we have degrees of perfection? This is transcendental. If something is perfect, that's the end of it. There's no more. You can't add or subtract anything more. But in Krishna's lila, it's perfect, more perfect, most perfect. And absolutely perfect is, of course, Srimati Radharani. in that most perfect Dham of Vrindavan, Kari Purna, was it? Purnam, Purnatara, Purnatam Vrindavan. Then we have Purna Radha, Purneshwari. Purneshwari Radha Ki Jai. She's the controller of the complete whole. Om Purnam Idam Idam, Purneshwari Aham Sevam. Aham Sevait. We are servants of that controller of the complete. Yes, actually, Krishna is not complete without Radha. Krishna's completeness is realized in the presence of Radharani. There's a nice verse here. It's quoted here in Lago Bhagavatamritam. And it's also Sri Nisringha. Pralada Vridhya Ladham Bhakta Vidya Vidaranam Sharadindu Richim Mande Parindra Vandanam Harim Pagisha Yasya Varane Lakshmir Yasya Chavakshasi Yasyaste Ridhye Samvit Tamnashringa Mahambhaje. This verse, this last word, Vagisha Yasya Varane Lakshmir Yasya Chavakshasi Yasyaste Ridhye Samvit Tamnashringa Mahambhaje. This is from 10th Canto Bhagavatam, 87th verse, number 1. This is a tika. This is in that verse as a tika from Srila Sridhar Swami, the commentator from 1,000 years ago. And he's quoting from Bhavarta Deepika. And here he's glorifying Nisringa. And the first verse glorifies Prahlad. Prahlada Ridhyaladam Bhakta Vidya Vidaranam. So he had a lot of bhakti vidya. He had a lot of knowledge. I offer respects to the Lord who gives joy to the heart of Prahlad, who destroys ignorance in a devotee, and who is effulgent like the autumn moon, and possesses the head of a lion. I worship Nisringa, in whose mouth resides all eloquence, and whose chest resides Lakshmi, and whose heart resides knowledge. Narad described to Yudhisthira the anger of Nisringa, who was born from the pillar and astonished Brahma, when he began roaring loudly. The author now describes separately the paravashta of each, beginning with Nisringa. So now he has said that these are the paravashta, so he's describing Nisringadev. These two verses are taken from Sridhar Swami's commentary. Bhavarta Deepika is the name of Sridhar Swami's commentary. And the first verse I cited is from his commentary in the very first verse of the Bhagavatam, where he mentions about Prahlad. And then he talks about a few more verses about Nisringadev. Then he goes on to Ram, and then he goes on to others. Shatavaduta Jalada Parapatam Krahaschatad Dristi Vimushta Rochisha Ambodhya Swasha Hatavi Chuk Shabir Nirada Bita Digiba Vichuk Kushu Yostat Santokshita Vimana Sankula Pratsarpatashama Prodsarpatakshma Chapadabi Padabitada Shaila Samutpetu Ramushya Rahasa Tatejasa Khan Kakubu Regio. The hair on Nisringadev's head shook the clouds and scattered them here and there. His glaring eyes stole the effulgence of the luminaries in the sky. His breathing agitated the seas and oceans. Because of his roaring, all the elephants in the world began to cry in fear. Well, this is the power of the Lord. The elephants are crying. Because who is a natural enemy of the elephant? The lion. The elephant thinks he's the king of the jungle. The lion is the king of the jungle. So sometimes when you think something you aren't, you get in a fight with somebody who is. And you find out that you aren't what you thought you is. What you thought you was. Airplanes were thrown into outer space and the upper planetary system by the hair on the Nisringadev's head. Because of the pressure of the Lord's lotus feet, the earth appeared to slip from its position, and all the hills and mountains sprang up due to his intolerable force. Because of the Lord's bodily effulgence, the sky in all directions diminished in their natural illumination. So these verses from 7th canto, 8th chapter, 32, 33 from Bhagavatam are used as praman to establish the fact that Nrisimhadeva is a Paravashta avatar. And this is showing his preeminent power. Ugrop yanugraha evayam sabaktanam Nrikeshari. This is a very nice name also for Nrisimhadeva. Nrikeshari. Keshariva sapotanam anyesham ugravigraha. Though Nrisimhadeva is fierce, he is gentle with his devotees, just as a lioness is friendly to her cubs, but ferocious with others. So he's a big lion. But it will be difficult to serve the Shringa if he's so ferocious, the verse answers. Though ferocious, he is as cool as the moon for his devotees. Asya Shri Divya Simhasya Paramananda Tundila Shima Nrisimha Tapanyam Mahima Prakatir Krita. The powers and abundance of Nrisimhadeva's great bliss are revealed in the Nrisimha Tapani Upanishad. So because he's Paravasta and he's glorified here. Ni Nrisimhasya Bhaved Vaso Janaloke Mahatmana Savo Parishtachatata Vishnuloke Prakirtita. The abode of Narasimha, the Supreme Lord, is in Janaloka. He is ever glorified in Vaikuntha beyond the material world. So this is his abode is, Nrisimha's abode is in the spiritual sky. And it talks about Ram. And here it says, next, he's a slightly higher expression, higher form of Paravashta avatar. It says, Ram is endowed with unlimited sweetness, much more sweetness than Nrisimha. He displays the six qualities in abundance. So as I said, they all have six qualities, but each one displays more. More qualities, like the sweetness of beauty, the sweetness of quality, sweetness of Leela. So they all have beauty, they all have power, they all have power, they all have beauty, they all have opulence, they all have strength, they all have detachment, all these six opulences. But each one leading up to Krishna has more of each quality, more beauty, and more sweetness in each characteristic. Until we get to Krishna. Krishna is Madhurya Purushottam. Ram is Maryada Purushottam. And Nrisimhadeva is the Das Avatar. But they're all Paravasta. He displays the six qualities in abundance. So he displays, as I was mentioning, perfect, more perfect, and most perfect. So perfect is Nrisimhadeva is Paravashta. More perfect Paravashta Avatar is Ram. And most perfect Paravashta Avatar is Krishna. So this is something to know, understand. How special Nrisimhadeva is. He's not just another Das Avatar. Just another Lord, half man, half lion. And he's right up there with the big guys. He's one of the big guys. He's only half a man. I mean, Ram is a man. He's a Kshatriya, and Krishna's a Vaishya. And Narahari, what is he? Is he a Kshatriya? A Shudra? What is he? He's an animal. He's a lion. He's a half lion. Nrikeshari. Narasimha, Narahari, Nihari. But he's Paravashta avatar. He's on an equal paw, let's say footing. Equal paw or equal foot. And they say he's on equal footing. So he's on an equal paw with Ram and Krishna. He's Rupa Goswami. Who is Rupa Goswami? He's a Tattvacharya. He's a Rasa Tattvacharya, empowered directly by Lord Chaitanya. And blessed by Swarup Damodar Goswami and all the antaranga bhaktas of Lord Chaitanya and Puri, Rupa Goswami. He's of course blessed in Dash Ashwamedha Ghat in 10 horse sacrifice before Ashwamedha. Dash Ashwamedha Ghat in Prayag. He was blessed by the Shiksha. Rupa Shiksha was given there. And then when he went to Puri and he was living with Haridas Thakur in Siddhabokul, he got further blessings. He was embraced He wrote that verse in a palm leaf, which he stuck in his thatched roof. So he wrote this verse to describe Krishna Radharani crying out to Krishna Kanda Vrindavan on the banks of the Yamuna, under the Kadamba tree, under the full moon night. Touched the heart of Lord Chaitanya, he swooned in ecstasy and embraced Rupa Goswami. How could you know? How could you know my heart? How could you know? And Sri Rupa Damodar says, I know how. As you gave, you allowed him to enter your heart in Prayag. And Krishna said, and Lord Chaitanya said, yes, now I'll have you bless him and I will give my full blessings. I'll give my full blessings. And you, Sri Rupa Damodar, you give him Rasa Tattva Shikaya. Rasa Tattva Shikaya. You, I'm giving my full blessings, but you, Sri Rupa Damodar, you have to instruct Rupa Goswami. Because who are you, Sri Rupa Damodar? You're Lalita. And he is Rupa Manjari. So you have to teach. So this is told in the Siddhavoku Lila. So this Rupa Goswami is telling these things. So he is our Tattva Acharya. He is our Sampad, our wealth. Our wealth is Rupa Manjari, Sri Rupa Manjari Sampada. Our mantra japa, our tapa, our mantra japa, our tapa, our austerities, everything is leading us. Everything we're doing is only to lead us to lotus feet of Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami. Nothing more than that. So this is the gospel. This is the gospel truths. Lagu Bhagavatamritam, very important book. These tattvas, these are very fine points of tattva that hardly anyone understands or knows. That Shringa, he's a dasavatar, that small timer. They don't think. But generally people understand that Rama and Krishna are very similar. But there's difference in ras, obviously. And he's Madhurya Purushottam and Maryada Purushottam. But the Shringa, he's right there. And equal paw or equal footing. But now we find now what are the differences? Well, the Shringa is on the lower scale. He's right there, but of the three, he was win, place, and show. So he's third, and he has a little less sweetness, obviously, and a little less development of the qualities. Paramaishvarya, Paramaishvarya, topmost. Paramaishvarya Madhurya, Piyusha Purva Varileyi. Paramaishvarya Madhurya, Piyusha Purva Varida, Devaki Nandanas, Tvesha Pura Parichach Charishyate Yasya Vasa Puranando Kyatastana Chatushtaye Braja Madhu Pure Dwara Vatyam Goloka Evacha. Krishna Devaki Nandan, an ocean of unprecedented sweetness and power. So he has the other Nishringa has sweetness and power. Rama has more power and sweetness and more opulence, more Aishwarya, but Krishna is Paramaishwarya. Unprecedented, unexcelled, unequaled. Sweetness and power. Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki jai. Krishna's abodes are well known as Braj, Mathura, Dwarka, and Goloka in the Puranas. Descending order again. Braj, Mathura, Dwarka, and Goloka. It will be described subsequently. Now it gets into the nitty-gritty, as it says. This is text chapter 5, text 40 of Rupa Goswami's immortal Lagu Bhagavatamrita. But Nishringa and Ram are equal to Krishna according to what was previously said. One should consult the Vishnu Puran for the answer. Some people may have this doubt. Though it has been said that Krishna is a Swayamrup, the author has also said that Nishringa and Ram are equal to him. Did the author forget what he said previously? Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam, first canto of Bhagavatam, third chapter, 28th verse. Ete chamsha kalapumsa. Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. Indrari vakyam mule. Mridyanta yuge yuge. That okay, he's described all these 27 different forms of the Lord. Then after that he says, oh, I've told you all these different forms previously and all the other verses of the Bhagavatam. And there are 27 verses leading to this in chapter 3. Then he says, actually, ete chamsa kala pumsha, they're all kala, kalamsha.
Portion.
They're just portions. Plenary portions of whom? Krishna's tu Bhagavan?
Swayam
Bhagavan, the original Bhagavan. There's only Bhagavan Narayan, Bhagavan Ram, Bhagavan Nishringa, Even great devotee Mahabhagavats are called Bhagavan. Bhagavan Narad. So here is the verse from the 14th Vilas of Hari Bhakti Vilas by Srila Sanatana Goswami Pada Ki Jai. Hari Bhakti Vilas Ki Jai. The text 483, 14th Vilas. Ratro Jagaranam Kuryad. Gita Vaditra Niswane. Purana Patanam Nrityam. Shrotavyam Matkatanakam. One should remain awake throughout the night while dancing. Okay, we did that. Singing, we tried. Playing musical instruments, we also tried. Reciting the Puranas is going on. And listening to discussions of my transcendental glories. Tata prabhata samaye snanam kritva yatandrita puravoktena vidanena pujayen mam prayatnata. Text 484. Thereafter, after staying up all night on the Sringa Chaturdasi, Brat, one should bathe early in the morning and worship me with love and devotion while following the above-mentioned procedure without displaying any idleness. Many, many years ago, in Satyuga, there was a man named Prahlad. In his prior life, there was a young boy who was the fifth son of a Brahmin. Unfortunately, he became attached to a prostitute, and they go together, I guess. He became accustomed to drinking wine. Now, when you put these two things together, then you have sinful activities, and it goes to, without saying, and he never studied the Vedas. And he spent most of his time at the house of the prostitute, and one day, however, they quarreled. Because of that quarrel, this young man missed his meal and unknowingly observed a sacred vow in relation to me. Because they were fighting and not eating, he and the prostitute did not sleep all night. The prostitute didn't eat anything either. She did not sleep that night in your association. Because of unknowingly observing this vow in the Sringa Chaturdasi, throughout the entire day and night, both of you became purified and accumulated lots of punya. Agyata Sukriti, unknowing benefit. Quite amazing. This is describing the previous life of Prahlad Maharaj. One of his previous lives. There's different descriptions of different personalities. It's not, apparently different personalities take that role of Prahlad in different universes. Because in this universe it's Naimittik Leela. Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha and Kumbhakarna and Ravana and Shishupal and Dantavakra and Jagai Madai, they say in Kali Yuga. At least these three yugas and the fourth yuga, they're all the Jai and Vijay gatekeepers of Vaikuntha, assisting the Lord in different pastimes and different leelas and different yugas. Satya, Treta, Dwapara, and even Kali. So it's not that they keep falling down every second to come down, but they, in one form they fell down and then some other people take that role and come down. So in Hari Bhakti Sudradaya talks about the Varaha Kalpa, Lord Nisringadeva appeared, and then the Srimad Bhagavatam talks about another Kalpa, Nisringadeva appeared. In the Bhagavatam, Nisringadeva appears from a pillar and the heavenly planets in Indraloka, not in a hovalam, like some people say. Prabhupada says that also. He appeared up there. And the Arnashringa from Bhagavatam. Prabhupada said, maybe in some other yuga, I don't know. But Arnashringa, Bhagavatam, is right there. He kicked out Indra and lived in his throne. So it's way up there. And but in Hari Bhakti Sudodaya, he's appearing in another kalpa, in a different way. In the Bhagavatam, he appears from the pillar, as we all know. Stamba. Stamba Nisringa, or Stana Nisringa, they call. But in this Hari Bhakti Sirudaya, he walks in the front gate. It takes a little easy route. It's kind of uncomfortable to be stuffed up inside a pillar. Can you imagine? Not much air to breathe in there. You can't roar much. You're inside a pillar. Ah, ah.
Oh, huh.
Yeah, you can't open your mouth. You have to keep quiet. So he was quiet until he busted out of there. That's why he was so roared so loud, because he couldn't roar inside him. he didn't have a chance. But when he came in the front, he came in the front gate with this blinding, brilliant light. And Hiranyakashipu was like, "What the hell is that? The sun's supposed to rise in the east, not in my gate." And the gate came right through his gate, and he was like, "What is this?" And he was blinded. "What is it? I can't see. I can't see. What is it? What is it?" And then he sees this bright, brilliant, like the Brahma Jyoti. Who is it? It's Nrsimha Bhagavan. What is a Jyoti? It's the Brahma Jyoti. What is the effulgence of Bhagavan? He's part of us to Bhagavan. Narasimha, Ram, and Krishna. So the whole Brahma Jyoti is nothing but jivas, conscious jivas, effulgent units of light, consciousness, brilliant consciousness. The Brahma Jyoti, millions and millions of jivas floating in the Brahma Jyoti. The Jyoti Roshni. But Krishna is Brahma Jyoti. So the whole Brahma Jyoti was coming in the front door. I mean, if the Brahma Jyoti came in the front door of your house, I mean, you better call the fire department. So the Lord appears in different ways, in different unique ways. And each way it attracts the devotees more and more. Bhagavatam is like summary in one sense. It's a summary of some of these pranic stories. Because all the pranic stories are already written. Vishnu Puran, all of Krishna's Leela is there. Rasa Leela, everything's there. But what's missing is the Braja Bhav. That's why he wasn't satisfied. He wrote Padma Puran, he wrote Skanda Puran, he wrote Vishnu Puran, and he also wrote the Bhagavat Puran. That's why he says he wrote the 18 Puranas. Bhagavat Puran is one of the 18 Puranas. Now, I wrote the 18 Puranas and I wasn't happy. This is a very fine point. I discussed this. Maybe you heard it in one of my... Have you heard this in my Tattva Darshan? He wrote the 18 Puranas. So he already wrote the Bhagavat Puran, Vrindavan Leela, Mathura Leela, and Dwarka Leela. It's the 10th canto, Bhagavat Puran. And he said, "Oh, I'm not happy, I'm despondent." And Narada Muni came, "Oh, what is wrong, my dear disciple? Why are you unhappy? What is your difficulty? What is your source of your problem?" "I don't know. I wrote all these books, Mahabharata, this, that, everything. I'm not happy." And then Narada, he said, "Actually, you wrote about Krishna Leela in Skanda Puran, in Padma Puran, in Vishnu Puran, and finally, lastly, in Bhagavat Puran. But in Bhagavat Puran, you didn't bring out the Braja Ras. You didn't reveal the glories of Radharani." And then the whole Bhagavatam, the whole purpose of Bhagavatam is Krishna's Srup. Krishna's Srup. What is the Srup of Krishna? The Srup of Krishna is the heart of Krishna. Swarup. What is my form? There's no heart, there's no life. So the life of Krishna, the heart of Krishna is Radharani. So saying the Bhagavat is the Srup of Krishna means the Bhagavatam is Radharani's heart. Radharani's heart is in Brahma Gita, Rasa Leela. The glories of the gopis' love is in the Rasa Leela. Napariyaham, I can't pay back. Everybody else is in debt to me, but I'm in debt to Radharani. I'm a Rini. Everyone has Rini with me. Devarshi Bhutata Nirin Pritinam. Nirinam Pritinam. There's Rini. Rini means debt. You have a debt. Every living entity has a debt to the rishis and to the pitris and to the devas and the animals and the Vedas and to God, ultimately. And God's in debt to Radharani because we're praying. So saying the Bhagavatam is the Srup of Krishna. The Bhagavat Srup. Krishna Srup is Srimad Bhagavatam. So he says, Yesterday, if you haven't brought out this, you presented a body without, it was like a shell. You presented Vrindavan and all these parishas, but you didn't bring the heart. You didn't reveal Radharani's love for Krishna. And you read, I read Vishnu Puran in English. I read all the Vrindavan Leela there. It's nothing like Bhagavatam. So again, what happened was, he finished the Bhagavatam, he went back for a second sitting and he wrote the Bhagavatam and he put the good stuff in it. Like sometimes if you have an editor, someone says, "Okay, this chapter is good, but you have to do more of this, put more stuff into it." He goes back and rewrites the chapter, puts more pizzazz in the dialogue or puts more action or whatever in the scenery. He says, "Okay, you have the dialogues, but you haven't developed the surrounding scenery, so people can't get that deep into the setting. So go back and fill in the scenery." You know, when you're writing. And you have copy editors. There's text editor and copy editor. So good editors, they do that in a novel. So Narada Muni, he told Vyasadeva, he said, "Okay, you've got this shell. You got this shell. You have this shell. It's just another shell. Because a prana is supposed to tell certain... Prana has five characteristics. One is it tells history. One is it tells philosophy like this. So this is Vishnu Prana is about Vishnu, about Krishna, Krishna Leela, and Bhagavat Prana is about Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. Okay, in the Bhagavat Prana you finally establish that Krishna is the topmost form of Godhead. not Vishnu. That's why he called Vishnu Puran. Although it's about Krishna, he calls it Vishnu Puran because everyone is, even he was saying that Vishnu is supreme. And so there in Bhagavatam, he finally says, okay, this is Bhagavat Puran. So Krishna is supreme. Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam. But still he was unhappy because he didn't bring out Radharani's love, Radharani's praying. So he went back and, okay, and this, stretch out this verse and add this verse and add that verse. And then you look at Rasalila section in Vishnu Puran, and it's only a few verses, very less. You look in Rasalila, it's 300 verses or whatever, in the Bhagavat Puran, Srimad Bhagavatam. So he fluffed it out, he expanded it. And all those verses, he's bringing out Radharani, 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 directly. So that's why the Bhagavat Puran is Amalam Puranam. Amalam Puranam Paramahamsa Samitam. Paramahamsa Samitam Amalam Amalam Gyanam Paramahamsa. And this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Mukhya Praman. The Mukhya Praman for Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya is Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam Amalam Gyanam. Prema Kumarta Mahan. Because Srimad Bhagavatam alone and no other, only prema is established in the Srimad Bhagavatam, nothing else. In any other the Vedic literature, there's mixed things. Mixed dharmart kamoksh. But in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's no dharmart kamoksh. It's only prema. It's just the prema of the gopis. Gopi prema. It starts off with that. First things first. First gopi prema. Okay, Mathura, Kubja, this, that. First samartharati prema. Samartharati prema of the gopis. Okay, then a little less. Sadharani Rati, well, much less actually. Then a little more is the Prem Dwarka Lila. Samanjasa, the gopis, the Braja, Dwarka Mahishis. So Prahlad Maharaj, of course, this is a very interesting previous life he had. And then he got the mercy of Narada Muni. Sarasanga, Sarasanga. Sarva Shastra Hoy, Lava Matra Sada Sangha Sarva Siddhi Hoy. By a few moments' association with the sadhu, one can attain all perfection. And look at this, Prahlad Maharaj, he had 9 months of association, not Lava Matra. 9 months' association with whom? Narad Muni. Of course, this Leela, the question is asked, that was celestial years, so maybe not 9 months like we have in the Kali Yuga. So, good question. Let's look at this answer here. Because the time period was Satyuga. And these are the first two demons of Satyuga. Some of the major first two demons. Maybe Madhu and Kaitava were also there at some point, maybe Satyuga. It's still the Vedas. But generally he's told that these are first demons. Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. In Satyuga, and the people in Satyuga, they lived a very long time. For how long?
1 lakh years.
1 lakh years, 100,000 years. And it's told that I forget exactly. I don't really know how long the pregnancy period was in that time. Because you were kind of saying maybe they were longer. Is that what you're saying? Celestial years. Prahlad's abode, seems like it was the Earth planet. But his father had conquered the universe. Because when his mother was pregnant, carrying Prahlad, then she was captured by the demigods to kill her. And Hiranyakashipu was doing austerity, standing on... So where is he doing those austerities? An Earth planet? I believe, as far as I know, because Earth planet is called Karma Bhumi. And Earth planet is where you do things. I understand from my studies that Earth planet is the Karma... It's called the Karma Stan. And the other planets, you just reap the fall. There are 7 planets below the Earth and 7 planets above the Earth. Below the Earth is Atala, Talatala, Rasatala, Patala, There's seven planets below the earth and seven planets above the earth. Bhur, Bhuloka, Uvarloka, Swarloka, Janaloka, Maraloka, Tapaloka, Satyaloka. There's seven planets above. So on the earth planet is Karmasthan. And whatever you do here, you reap the results somewhere else. Like you go to college and get your degree and you get the results somewhere else. Right? You get your degree, then you go somewhere and practice. So this is a Karmasthan. You can do bad actions here and go to hell. You can stay here in the earth planet in various species, or go any planet in the universe. It's not that you're always going to be born in Punjab or in Delhi. You can be a cockroach on another planet. Be a dog on another planet. I'm sorry to say. You live like a cockroach, you'd be a cockroach. You're not even necessarily here. So you can go on any planet. Or if you do good deeds, you can have a high birth on this planet, Janmaishvarya Shuta Shribir. Or if you do really good deeds, which no one does anymore, and go to Swarga Mukti, or you go to Janalok or Tapalok or Satyalok. So you can travel. The living entity can travel. Sarvagata Astanam, they can go anywhere. I'm understanding that Hiranyakashipu did his tapa here. And then the demigods came and his wife was here on this planet, obviously. And he went off to the forest somewhere. I don't think he left her on another planet. It wasn't like UFOs or something. And then the demigods, when they saw that he was away in austerities and fearing what he would do with that, then they came and snatched his wife from the palace and took her wherever they're going to take her. They just take her somewhere and murder her. Then Narada intervened. And he's just flying around the sky intercepted them in air like jet fighters do. And you go in enemy territory and you get intercepted by Narada Muni. Hey, where are you taking Kayadu? You're going to kill her. There's a little Hiranyakashipu in her womb. He said, no, there's a great devotee, Prahlad. I'll take her to my ashram. So then Narada took her to her ashram. So the next question is, where is Narada's ashram? Generally, it's described that Narada's ashram is in the Himalayas. Like we have Badrika ashram and all these things. So I'm under the impression that he was on this planet, and it wasn't Satyuga. That is a question I'm not clear how long the pregnancy time was in Satyuga, but let's just say it was 9 months. I don't know. I can't understand more than that, unless you can say. After Hiranyakashipu got benedicted by Brahma and got all the powers, and he went all over the place, like Ravana. Ravana lived in Sri Lanka. It's here on the earth planet, but he was everywhere catching people. Sometimes you go to Nandakanan Gardens and play. Indra was afraid of him. What was his son's name?
Indrajit.
What does that mean?
Indrajit.
He conquered Indra. So if you conquer Indra, what does it mean? It means you drive his Ferrari. Right? If I beat you up and take your car, I drive your car. No? So you enjoy the Nandakanana Gardens. Ravana was doing. But he liked his pad down here, so he didn't hang out up there. You understand?
Yes.
Hiranyakashipu, he was up there. He beat up everybody. He was living up there. That was later on. And that was where Prahlad was going to school. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki. Sri Navarita Mahatmyam ki. Sri Nityananda Prabhu took Jiva Goswami and Srivas Thakur. Together they went on a prikma of Navadvip Mandal 500 years ago after the disappearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Nityananda was personally taking Jiva Goswami to all the holy abodes of Navadvip Mandal and describing all the wonderful leelas that happened there in different ages and different times. This is Nityadham. So different kings came here, different rishis came here, the four Kumaras came to Navadvip. Demigods came. All the demigods came to Navadvip. All the great acharyas came. Nimbark, Ramanuja. Everyone visited Navadvip. Shiva, Durga. And Nityananda, of course, is Balaram. He knows everything, so he told all these beautiful stories. And Bhaktivinoda realized all that meditation, compiled them here. Navadvip da Mahatmyam ki. So one time, there was a king living here, in this area of Devapali. Devapali is where Lord Nrisimhadeva appeared also. Devapali is across the river, the Ganga, from Mayapur. Narada Muni came there to Deva, near that area, and he met a king named King Suvarnasen. He said, "King, you're very fortunate, for your kingdom is located in Navadvip Mandal. Your living here is the beginning of your good fortune. Now develop your faith by associating with devotees, because that's how you develop your faith. No Sangha, no Shraddha. Sangha plus Sangha equals Shraddha. Your Anga with the Sadhu Sangha gets Shraddha. And singing the name of Krishna, let the Son of Prem rise in your heart. What we can do on our own is Nam Sankirtan. That will help our faith, something. Will help it creep along. Then when we meet sadhus, then our faith will run along. Start running. Because sadhus put energy into our faith. So chanting, how do I increase my Shraddha? How do I increase my faith? You chant the holy name more, and more sadhu sangha. Sangha plus nam equals Shraddha. That's what's being told here by Narada Muni, Bhakta Avatar. He says, you're very fortunate, becoming in Kali Yuga, for Krishna will bring his associates and manifest his pastimes here in Navadvipa's Gauranga. Because this was in the previous Yuga. Narada is speaking to King Suvarnasen. One who chants Gaura's name will get the mercy of Krishna and be able to live in Vrindavan. Gaura, 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 Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga. Do you want to live in Vrindavan? Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Are you living in Vrindavan? No. What is Vrindavan? Does Vrindavan mean you pass stool in Vrindavan? That's living in Vrindavan. You eat tortilla in Vrindavan. You eat rajma. You eat pizza. You're living in Vrindavan. You eat khichdi. You eat madhukari. You're living in Vrindavan. Living in Vrindavan means mora manaha. Sri Vrindavan dham vishaya chariya kave shuddha habe man. Kaveham Haribo Sri Vrindavan Dham. We live in Vrindavan when we have pure mind. Pure mind means Krishna, 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 hey. Radha, 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 hey. Radha Krishna Yuga Kaha. Kote go Prema Mai Radhe Radhe. Kote go Krishna Mai. Prema Mai, Radha Mai. Where are you? Mai. My Ayi. Ayo, ayo. So he's saying you chant Gaura's name and you're able to live in Vrindavan. One who worships Krishna without chanting the name of Gaura will get Krishna only after a long time. But one who takes Gaura's name quickly gets Krishna, for offenses do not remain with him. Very good. While saying this, Narada lost control of himself, began to dance and chant the name of Gaura. Gaura Hari Bol. The Veena joined in. The Veena was chanting, "Oh Gaura Hari, when will that blessed age of Kali come and you will appear here?" Saying this, Narada Muni went off into the space and disappeared. Crying the name of Gauranga, dancing and begging love of God from the devotees, Narada became, the king became free from material hankerings. Later, while sleeping, the king saw Gauranga and Gadadhar with their associates dancing and chanting in the courtyard. Surrounding the golden form of Gaura, they were all chanting Hare Krishna while dancing and embracing one another. And now, for your listening pleasure, we would like to close this session of Nadahari's Glories with a small discussion here. So one time, Thakur Bhaktivinoda was wandering in ecstasy around Navadvip Mandal, chanting Ha Gauranga, Ha Gauranga, Ha Gaur, Ha Gauranga, Ha Gauranga, Ha Gauranga, Ha Gauranga, Ha Gaur, Ha Gaur. And he came to Devapali, and this place is called Nrisimhapuri, Nrisimha Bhagavan ki. And in his Bhav Drishti, he was rolling on the ground and chanting Ha Gaur, Ha Gaur, Nrisimha, Nrisimha. Yato Nrisimho, Parato Nrisimho, Yato Yato Yamitato Nrisimho. Within you, within me, Nrisimha, I see you. Without me, I see you. Wherever I go, I see you, Nrisimha, Nrisimha. Bahir Nishingo, Ridaye Nishingo, outside, inside my heart. Then he came to this ancient temple. Because previously, the demigods, after Lord Nisringadev, there was one Leela that's told elsewhere, that after Lord Nisringadev, it's called Devapali. I don't see it just here. But it's called Devapali because after Lord Nisringadev, Lord Nisringadev killed Hiranyakashipu, and the heavenly planets, then he came down here to cool off. He came to Navadvip Mandal, and he washed his hands in the Mandakini Ganga. Mandakini Ganga is the name of the Ganga in the heavenly planets. There's Patal Ganga. Patal Ganga is in hell, in Patal. Patal, Rasatala Patala, and Patala, Rasatala Patala, Alatala. All these have, in the hellish planets, they also have Gangas called Patal Ganga. And there's Bhagavati Ganga. Bhagavati Ganga is on this planet, it's called Ganga, Bhagavati Ganga. And the heavenly planets is called Mandakini, or Suraduni. Suraduni? Suraduni Ganga, or Mandakini? Mandakini sometimes we say. Mandakini. So the Mandakini Ganga was flowing there, in this place, in Navadvip. So Lord Nisringadev came there, and he washed his hands in that Ganga, all the blood and all this stuff. And then he was resting there. So it's called Nisringapuri. And all the devas came down to worship Nisringadev, because they saw he was a little bit. They also came to the palace of Hiranyakashipu. They were too frightened and shaking, and only Prahlad could pacify the Lord, no one else could. Even Lakshmi was afraid of him. And Brahma and Shiva, they were like, wait a minute, forget it. So now they saw he had left there, his anger was cooled down, he took a nice bath, he took a little swim over there in the Ganga, washed his hands, got fresh and relaxed a little bit, had some mango shake and whatever, a little bale juice or whatever. And he felt good underneath some nice trees over there, some Bukul trees and flowers falling on his head and stuff. So then the demigods, they saw he's in a good mood, so they all came there, Devapali. Devapali means a village. They set up a village there. And Sringadev stayed there for some time. And they gave him lots of sweets and lots of chamras and all that kind of stuff, and sandalwood paste and usual things. Flower garlands, sandalwood paste, chamras, betel nut, etc. And he had a good time. He enjoyed over there. So then, this is in Satyuga. So then a deity was made to commemorate that Leela on the Sringadev. This deity was made in Satyuga. When you go there today, have you been? Have you seen? Devapali. Very, very ancient black stone deity. Very, very, all hands are worn very thin, and they say it's like it's practically his, he's going like this, practically his fingers are about to break, and they say when his fingers break, that's the end of Kali Yuga or something like that. Very extraordinary deity. Very powerful deity. He's from Satyuga, and the demigods installed that deity of Lord Nisringadev in Devapali. Pali means like a little township or village. The demigods stayed there, and they had some big palaces there, and they lived there by the banks of the Mandakini Ganga, worshipping Lord Nisringadev. Very beautiful place. When will I see the beauty of this place? Bhaktivinoda said. At this abode of Nisringa, I will roll on the ground in ecstatic love, and I will beg for unalloyed love of Krishna. Inside my heart is residing duplicity, insincerity, the desire for fame, and the six enemies of Kam, Krodh, Mada, Moha, Matsari, and Bhaya. Lust, anger, intoxication, illusion, envy, and fear. Speak of grief. Therefore I will pray at the feet of Lord Nisringadev to purify my heart and give me the desire to serve Krishna. Weeping and crying repeatedly, I will beg the feet of lotus feet of Nisringadev that I may worship Radha and Krishna and Navadvip, free from all obstacles. When will Lord Hari, who strikes fear and fear personified, be pleased to bestow his mercy on me? Although this form of the Lord is terrible for the evil, he is exceedingly auspicious for the devotees headed by Prahlad. When will he become pleased to mercifully speak to me, a worthless fool, and remove my fears? So we are all worthless fools, and we are all controlled by these Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moha, Mada, Matsarya. And we also can beg Lord Nrisimhadev on this holy night of his appearance, the Shringa Chaturdasi, also combined with Purnima, that, oh, in my heart, oh, my dear Lord Nrisimhadev, what to speak of Bhaktivinoda is praying. He's praying for himself. He's a pure devotee, Premi Bhakta, Kamala Manjari, Parishad, not Parishad, but eternal servant of Radharani. Parishad, no, I don't know, maybe I've never heard like that, but he's definitely a Kamala Manjari, servant of Radharani, coming from her Sangha. So he's praying in my heart, his heart? No, in my heart, our hearts. In my heart is so much duplicity, insincerity, desire for fame, and envy, intoxication. Oh, Nrisimhadev, please purify my heart and give me the desire to serve Krishna. I don't have any desire to serve Krishna. I desire to eat and sleep. As soon as I get some free time, I sleep. And then I get a little pinching in my tongue and I eat any damn thing at any time. I don't eat in I don't eat at regulated times. I don't eat regulated amounts. I don't even eat regulated food. I eat unregulated food. And I become unregulated by getting diarrhea. Right? So this is us. So we don't have the desire to serve Krishna. Can we say so? And weeping, I will beg at the lotus feet of Krishna. May I worship Radha and Krishna and Navadvipa, free from all of obstacles? And when will he speak to me? What will Lord Nrisimhadev say to me, as he said to Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Oh, my dear child, stay here happily in Gaura Dham. Worship Radha and Krishna and develop attraction for the holy name. By the mercy of my devotees, all obstacles will be transcended. With a purified heart, just worship Radha and Krishna, the abodes of sweet nectar. After speaking this way to me, when will Lord Nrisimhadev joyfully place his feet on my head? At that moment, by the mercy of Lord Nrisimhadev, I will exhibit symptoms of ecstatic love for Radha Govinda and roll on the ground by the door of Lord Nrisimhadev's temple. Haribo! So we wait for it. We're waiting and begging for that auspicious moment. And Lord Nrisimhadev will put his feet on our heads and bless us. We may attain pure love for Radha Govinda. So on this auspicious day of his holy appearance, the Shringa Chaturdasi, may we close this class and beg for the mercy of Lord Nrisimhadev that we can attain pure love for Radha Govinda in the remaining few moments of our life. The Shringa Bhagavan ki jai.